September 2016, the start of presidential election debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump with sexual allegations against one another.
We have seen him insult women. We've seen him rate women on their appearance, ranking them from 1 to 10.
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say...
Years ago, an American publication magazine, Newsweek, had announced the sexual harassment cases of American presidents. In October of 2017, after the New York Times and the New Yorker reported the sexual harassment accounts of Harvey Weinstein, a Hollywood film producer with American actors and models, suddenly, a movement with the hashtag MeToo was undertaken with the help of the members of the European Parliament. When the top-ranking officials broke their silence, what they all said unanimously was this. The European Parliament is an environment full of harassment and malice. Men and women throughout the world using this hashtag in social networks announced that I too was among the victims of rape.
در نگاه غربی زن وسیله‌ای برای اطفاء شهوت است. در محیط اجتماعی هرچه زن پوشش کمتری داشته باشه این مطلوب تره. در مورد مرد این حرفو نمیزنن. توی مهمانی رسمی مرد بایستی با لباس کامل پاپیون زده و کت و شلوار پوشیده احیانا لباس رسمی وارد بشه، اما خانم ها توی این مهمانی های رسمی بایستی به شکل دیگری ظاهر بشن. این جز برای این که چشم هرزه هوس آلود مرد بهرمند بشه هیچ فلسفه دیگری و حکمت دیگری نداره. این در دنیای غرب امروز اینجوریست.
In the 19th century, various movements formed in support for women to obtain their primary rights, as well as their right for voting, education, and salary in Europe and the United States, until finally, in a few countries, women were able to obtain their rights.
یعنی در اروپایی که زن حق مالکیت نداشت، مایملک زن متعلق به مرد و شوهرش بود. حق تصرف در مایملک خود نداشت. در یک چنین دنیایی ناگهان مسئله انقلاب صنعتی و کارخانجات و حضور مؤثر شاغل زن در کارخانجات با خرج کمتر برای سرمایه‌دارا مطرح شد. اون وقت آمدن برای زن حق مالکیت قائل شدن برای که بتوانند او رو به کارخونه بکشونن با او مزد کمتری بدن و طبعا آمدن او به میدان اشتغال الزامات خودش رو داشت و دنباله های خودش رو داشت تا امروز.
In the year 2016, the World Economic Forum announced that it would take 170 years for women to close the gender gap in the world economy. It means it would take about 2 centuries for them to have equal wages. This is while UNESCO also emphasizes on employment of women as much as possible. This organization accused the government of Luxembourg as to why they portray men serving to be the head of the family and women serving as a mother and housewife in their media outlets. They warned the government of Slovenia as well that children aged 3 to 6 must not be kept at home, but rather they must go to daycare centers so they don't become an obstacle in their mother's employment. The politics of gender equality has a long history. In the course of the 2 world wars, for the women to be treated equal to men, were sent from their homes to the factories by the statesmen so that they could manufacture ammunition. What was the result of this? Women that were popularly known as canaries, with their skins turned yellow as a result of the chemicals, staying in the factories for up to 24 hours. With extremely low income, clothing without proper protection, with diseased fetuses, with the permanent taste of metal in their mouths. With extremely low income, clothing without proper protection, with diseased fetuses, with the permanent taste of metal in the mouth. With death, disability, and blindness while at work. And finally, unemployment after the end of the war were some of its consequences.
اولا این تفکرات و آنها تفکراتی است مبتنی بر معرفت شناسی مادی غیر الهی. این خودش غلطی است. اگر میخواهید درباره مسئله زن راهبرد درست رو پیدا کنید و این راهبرد را با اجراییات و الزامات اساسی اون همراه کنید و در بلند مدت پیش برید و به نتیجه برسید، باید ذهنتون رو از تفکرات غربی در مورد زن تخلیه کنید. نمیگم بی اطلاع بمونیم، نه، ما طرفدار بی اطلاعی نیستیم، بنده طرفدار آگاهی و آشنایی هم. مرجعیت اون افکار رو به کلی رد کنیم.